Chile is your home of the hottest hits. It's Dan and Marie here, and this is possibly the greatest guest we've ever had on the show. You may know him as Father Christmas, maybe St. Nick, Kris Kringle, a legend. It is the one, the only Santa Claus joins us.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Good morning, Dan and Marie.
That gives me chills every single time I hear it, Santa. And you're popping into the Meadowmews Plaza, I believe.
Yes, indeed. I'll be there on most days up until Christmas Eve, Dan.
Oh, wow. Santa, this is so great. Can I have my photo with you?
I would love to have my photo with you. I remember you sitting on my knee as a little girl.
Oh, I did, Santa. I can't believe you remember me.
Oh, I know all the boys and girls, Marie. And I know that Dan has been good this year, which is unlike previous years.
Yeah, usually you give me coal, Santa.
Yes. There's a little boy called Scott. I gave him some coal once, too.
Oh, dear. Yes.
I know the one you're talking about.
So where can we come and get a photo with you at Meadowmews?
Well, you'll find me sitting on my Christmas throne right opposite Banjo's. So, yes, that's where I'll be, and I'd love to see you and say hello and have your photo taken with me. I'll tell you what, it would be, if you do come and have a photo, every child will receive a very early Christmas gift. How's that?
Oh, that's very nice, Santa.
And I've been so good this year. How exciting.
I know. I know that, Marie. I've kept my eye on you all year.
And, Santa, you get to meet a lot of naughty and nice kids. What are the questions that they ask you, Santa, about your life?
Oh, they wonder what I do during the time between Christmases. And, of course, that's all taken preparing all the toys and the gifts and everything for next year. I've got to keep my elves in check and make sure they don't be naughty like some of the children. And other than that, Mrs. Claus and I do like to snuggle up in bed and have a nice sleep, because we don't get very much at this time of the year, Dan.
No, you've got 4 billion kids to look after.
Well, yes, it does take it out of one, and I'm not getting any younger, of course.
One night, too. It's a workaholic.
I know. People find that very, very hard to believe, but tell me at the end of the day, I am absolutely ready for a big sleep.
Santa, what's your favourite Christmas movie?
Look, I like them all, Marie. Santa doesn't have favourites. A little child asked me the other day which was my favourite reindeer.
Oh.
And I really don't have a favourite. I mean, Rudolph does stand out a bit. And the little child said, so that's because Rudolph's nose is red. And I said, that's right. And he asked, well, what colour are the other reindeer noses? Of course, they're all brown, but we didn't go into that.
I know exactly why, Santa.
Oh, that's great.
Because you stop really quickly.
You do stop suddenly.
That's the situation, yes.
Oh, Santa, I can't wait. When can we find out when you will be at Meadowmews and so we can come and have our photo taken?
Well, listen, if you need to know all the days and times that I will be visiting the Meadowmews, just visit meadowmews.com.au and the timetable is there. I need that timetable to keep me on schedule, of course.
And do you have a favourite Christmas cracker joke you can tell us, Santa?
Oh, yes, okay, here we go. Why shouldn't you take your pussycat to the beach at Christmas?
Why shouldn't you bring your pussycat to the beach at Christmas?
Because she might get Sandy Claus.
The original, the best.
We can't wait to see you. We usually leave you out a glass of milk and some chocolate chip biscuits and, of course, some carrots for the reindeer as well.
I'll look forward to coming to your house, Marie.
Always does. Santa, it's been a pleasure, my friend. We'll see you at Christmas time and we'll see you at the Meadowmews.
Yes, be good, everybody, and we'll see you at Meadowmews Plaza most days up until Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.